This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Summer winding down, well, not the official season, but with a lot of kids heading back to school, right now might be a good time to do a little reflection on summer.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
What's something that you did this summer that you've never done? I did tubing. I was scared, but it was really fun.
And you did really good. You didn't fall off. I even asked Jay, who was driving the boat, to throw you off, and you hung on. And will you do it again next summer?
Yeah.
I was so proud of him. He's a water baby. But he gets intimidated. And so I was like, hey, it's going to be so much fun. You just go sit on this tube. We pull it behind the boat. And he's like, am I going to fall off? I was like, no. And meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, toss him. He'll be fine. He has a life jacket on.
Whip him around.
Yeah. He had so much fun. And now he's like hooked. But that was his summer first.
Good for him. I'll tell you what, I'm not brave enough to do it. I've seen the videos on YouTube. No way.
We go flying off.
No, thank you. I don't like going fast. I could barely swim, and it's just a recipe for disaster.
All right, for Carter's question of the day, what was your summer first? Did you do something this summer that you've never done before?
You know what? It wasn't actually a first for me, but it was the first time taking my daughter Reese to a baseball game. I took her to the Angel game. Remember that a couple weeks ago? Yeah. Oh, she had a blast. I was trying to talk it up and she didn't really seem that interested. But once we got there, she was in such awe. And the part I loved the most was I kept explaining the game to her. And she kept coming back with questions. She kept asking stuff. And then she'd point out the ball and certain things about the field. And it was like everything I could have asked for. It was perfect.
It was a first and definitely not a last.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. That's all she talks about now is going to baseball games.
All right. Carter's question of the day. Did you have a first that you did this summer? What was it? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Right now we're doing Carter's question. For the very first time this summer, he went tubing. He had a great time, but he wants to know, what was your summer first? Lisa and Tustin, what was it for you?
I went to Big Bear.
Oh, for the first time?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I loved it. It was such a great experience and it's beautiful up there.
Now, have you grown up in Southern California?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Let me ask you this. I love Big Bear, but it's very hard for me to get up there now because I get so car sick on the windy roads going up the mountain. How did you do going up and down the hill?
Did not bother me at all. I'm not afraid of heights.
Okay, why are we bringing that into consideration?
Because we know you too well, Anthony.
How dare you?
We'll get you some Dramamine. You'll be okay. It's kind of cool some of these summer firsts. Like the 909 who weighed in said, I went to my very first concert at SoFi. I saw Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
Okay, that's huge. Let me ask you this. Is that almost a bad first concert to go to, because now the bar is set so high when you go to see somebody else, I don't know if the show's going to be as good as seeing those guys.
But that might like have blossomed the love for concerts and live music.
That's why I took my daughter to see the Angels. It's only going to get better from here on out.
We'll make her a Dodger fan. For me, I kind of had a scary first this summer. Art had to go back into the office, so it was kind of juggling the kids. So for the very first time, I had to take the kids to the YMCA over the summer, which dropping your kids off with strangers is a little terrifying. They loved it.
Good.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, good, because I'll tell you, the whole time I was waiting, I was like texting Carter on his little Apple Watch. I was like, you okay? Do you see brother? Is he okay? And I was like, wow, this is a really scary moment.
But at least you had contact with him, though.
True.
Could check in. I mean, imagine not having that. We still have not left either of our kids with strangers. It's with grandma and grandpa every time. And that's one of my scariest thoughts.
626, for the very first time this summer, we went whitewater rafting as a family. Talk about some bonding. Let's try not to die, okay, guys? Hang on.
That's terrifying.
Another one from the 951 coming in. My summer first was taking my daughter to her first concert again, which also was my first concert.
A lot of first concerts this summer.
Experiencing it together, mother, daughter, I love that.
Oh, that's really cool. Any event like that is awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.